Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Kelly Lego is from Columbia, Maryland, and spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about immigration reform. She is an immigration lawyer. In 3, 2, 1. What do you plan to tell your congressman?
I plan to tell them that the time to act is now, because it's extremely important that something gets done in terms of immigration. Yes, we'd love reform because we currently have a broken system. I see families and businesses in my office on a regular basis that are waiting and waiting. And this is the legal line. We have 11 million undocumented population that we just don't seem to know what to do with. So what we need to do is we need to think of a way to at least get them in some type of legalization. And then, hey, we'll throw out a path to citizenship down the line. But at least we need something on the books to help these people, because they're in this country, they're hiding in the dark, they're paying taxes, some of them. We need to do something to rectify this wrong and to fix the system.
One of the things that are in this broken system is something called family detention. A lot of people don't know what that is.
Family detention is, it's actually been more prevalent in the past 2 years when a large influx of individuals from Central America crossed our southern border. What happens with those individuals is once they're apprehended, they are detained, not in a assisted living facility, but in a jail-like system. It's inhumane. What we're doing is these people who are seeking refuge in our country, after they've been tortured and humiliated and abused, we're putting them in jail and treating them as criminals. And this isn't, you know, adults. The majority of them are children and infants that are growing up in detention centers. And I know I've already said it, but it's inhumane. Something needs to be done about this. And again, you know, these are small efforts that we can do here, but if enough of us continue to come to Congress and say, this is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem, maybe they'll get tired of us and they'll actually work together and do something.
Kelly Lego, this is Christopher Michael reporting.